Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308. Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California kettle corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California kettle corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to rubicontheater.org.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I hope everybody had a, what are you doing this weekend? I don't know. Lots of good stuff where everybody's back in school and kind of life. I call it the Humpty Dumpty session. It's kind of like we're putting our lives back together. Yep. And in Houston, they're really putting their lives back together, right?
Oh, I tell you.
Anyways, I'm so glad that you are all here. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock every Saturday. And of course, I hope that you're following us on our social, and that is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those great places are more ways to connect with us. Also, our website, you can listen to any of our past shows there, and that is kimpaganoshow.com, or you can go to our podcast and download our podcast at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And also, we have a newsletter that goes out every single week if you're just tuning in, and all you have to do is call us and get on our email list, and that number is 805-419-0008. I do also want to share that if you have a business or you have an event or you would like to sponsor our show, we would love to have you do that, because we are sponsoring so many nonprofits right now, and your name would be out there. Your name would, it's just another way to help out. And here at the Kim Pagano Show, we really ask for many hands make little work, and that's what it's all, you know, what we all do here. So again, you can always call me at 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I always love to start something, our show with something uplifting, and sometimes we expect more from others because we would be willing to do that much for them. So with that, I want to introduce John Blystone. He's here with us in the studio.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank
good.
You.
Thank you for being here. And of course, Tom's here. And Tom, you doing good?
Everything's great.
Good.
Fantastic.
Good. Well, we have lots of giveaways, and I'd love to share them with everyone. And all you have to do is call in at 805-419-0008. Tom, you want to talk about them?
Yes, we have some great prizes here, Kim. Let's start off with one of our favorites, Rubicon Theater Company. Every single production they do gets rave reviews. They get the best actors and actresses, both local and nationally known actors and actresses. This is the place to be. It's called Incognito, and it is a premiere for the West Coast. A great, great play. We have that to give away. Boots and Brews, you can't go wrong, especially when Brews is in there. It's a country music festival wrapping up the legendary California Beer Festival. Boots and Brews Country Music Festival is happening in Ventura Sunday, September 17th, so we'll enjoy that. What else do we have? How about Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, something you're very passionate
yes,
about?
Yes, I
you're
am.
You're doing the walk on October 7th.
That is true. And, you know, it's just interesting to me, you know, and I had read a column. In fact, I'd love to share my column if you guys could look up Canale Valley Lifestyle. I write for them. But, you know, they asked me, why do I always sponsor all of these events? And it's really to hear other people's stories and to see the inspiration and the depth of people supporting each other and working together. It just warms my heart, and that's why I do what I do. And so I hope that I see my listeners out there, and we all work together to do this. So that's another great one. Let's see, we've got some Rolling Pin donuts that we can give
away. Great, the best all around. How about talking about just events that are happening? The good thing about this one, it's free. The Thousand Oaks Street Fair that's happening, and that'll be October 15th. You had them in there on Labor Day weekend.
That's right.
In studio.
That's
and
right.
What a fun Rotary event that brings a lot of cash to the community.
There you go. And it's all win-win. It helps
yes.
so many of, you know, so many nonprofits and so many things. So those are what we're talking about. And of course, I'd love to share some tickets to the Brew. Boots and Brew Country Music Festival. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. Also, today we're going to be talking with Diana Anthony, and she is talking about Bolt Equities Incorporated and Big Rich Realty. And then we also have Karen Marie Dion sharing with us about communication styles and how they affect our relationships. This is kind of an interesting one. We actually met in Ecuador, and she wrote her book, Out of the Orchard, and it's a true story about her. And it was interesting, you know, we all have our stories. We were talking about that, you mm-hmm. know, last week and on other shows and stuff. And do you share them? Do you keep them behind your back? Do you know what I mean? If you don't share your story, which I get, some things are personal, some things are private. But how do you hear that you're not alone? What's your thought on that?
Well, that's one of the biggest things ever is when you start hearing what other people have gone through, I take away a lot because they went through something and they got through it. How did they get through it? And a lot of people don't realize what they did to get through things. They
right.
just know that they came out on the other side, but what did they do? And there are different ways for different people. You know, faith is a big one. I know that's some people, that's the only thing they do. I have, you know, faith. Where does it come from? I don't know, but I have faith that I'll get through it. Action is the goal, or is what other people do. They're going to, like, okay, I'm going to pick myself up, and I'm going to do.
Right.
Put now.
One foot in front of the other and keep walking. I don't care what it's going to take to do that. Yeah, so there's different things that and different styles of people. You know, there's the people that you don't even know where they are for a whole year because they're just down and walking through life because, mm-hmm. you know, they've gone through some trauma and all of a sudden you kind of come back up and you're like, oh my God, how did I get here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, and so there's just different styles, and I love when you read people's books or stories or, you know, just the different. I mean, if we were to look at just our three personalities in here, you know, John, what would you say, what best describes your personality?
I'm 99% extrovert.
So really?
So people always intrigue me. I love being around people, talking to people. The one thing I am trying to work on is being a better listener, because I mentioned it before somewhere, and it's when you listen to respond, that's all you're doing is how can I one-up you, or how can I, you know, tell you something that I did that, and kind of take away from what they're trying to tell you.
That's interesting.
And when you listen to understand, that's where all my learning is coming from.
Yeah. You know, from the radio, and I have learned to be a better listener because you listen to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So do you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And you just have to adapt, because during the mornings, Monday through Friday, you just never know who's walking. Sometimes you do know, but other times you don't.
And who's going
to
walk in?
You talk to a police officer, a psychiatrist. You talk to some kid from the Boy Scouts, an umpire from the Little League, a firefighter, politician, regular person off the... And you just go. You just keep going, so you have to listen.
Yeah. Now, as far as personalities go, what kind of personality would best explain you?
I want to know this one.
I would just say I am relentless. I will in just sticking. I haven't missed a day of work in over 20. I think it's 24 years now. I show up.
I respect that, and mm-hmm. I show up. Obviously, we both mm-hmm. are the same way. I show up no matter what. My word is my way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but are you on automatic? Are you showing up full heart?
You know, I hope so. No, I hope that's not a criticism.
I think
I show up with all, not just to be here, like a
robot.
Yeah, I think that's the thing I do. I hope.
Yeah.
If anybody knows a robot, give me a call and whack me one.
but you know what I mean? Sometimes we do need a reminder of, because we're in just this motion.
Yeah.
And so we need to be alive.
Okay, we both want to know yours. I know that you're very quiet, shy, unassuming. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. That's somebody else.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, but you know what? I am. I'm probably, and it's interesting because it's kind of against what I feel as a radio host, but I am one of little words. Okay. I know. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So I like to just say what I mean.
Okay.
I'm very black and white.
Okay.
I don't know. I take things really to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm on your side, I'll fight for you no matter what to get what, you know, to get your belief mm-hmm. and to believe in you.
Okay. That's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. So that's who I am. Who I am. But it's interesting, different people's perspectives and how they live life.
Yeah. One of the things I like I said, when somebody's telling you something, you want to respond with a story about you. If you're going to respond with a question is much better. So, oh, wow. So you did that. Now, how did you get the strength to go do that? You're not saying, well, you know what I did. You keep the focus on them. And like I said, that's when I'm learning. Asking questions.
And now, who are you learning this from? Is it just through skills of yourself or through other people?
Other people, for sure. I've always been interested in what people are doing. And you never know what conversation you're going to have. And one of the things I used to tell some of my employees when I was in the grocery store was, I always ask one more question, and a lot of times that's the one that is going to unlock whatever you're going to learn. And if you don't ask it, then you won't know.
Very good. Very good. Well, let's take a really quick break. I do also want to remind everybody that, Fight for Hunger in Ventura, the food share, is having their Blue Jean Ball. And this is their second annual one. It's Thursday, September 14th, and 5 to 9. And that's over at the Walnut Grove in Terrahada Farm. And so I hope to see everybody out there. This is a great cause, another great cause. And there's going to be food, drinks, and local eateries, and a live silent auction and a hoedown. So, again, if you are interested in sponsoring this or purchasing tickets, all you have to do do is go to www.foodshare.com/bluejeanball. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Blue jean,
what does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services. A kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Diana Anthony just walked in. And, well, Diana, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hot outside.
It is hot. It's been warm. It's been very warm. So tell us what's going on in the market. And things they're changing again. Kind of like we were talking about personalities, right? You know, you deal with a lot of personal personalities when you're selling a home or selling, you know, property. And I know you're so good at that. In fact, I would kind of want you to stay for the whole show because we're going to be talking about personality traits. And I think it's really interesting because that's something that you kind of dealt with.
I do a lot of commercial property because most commercial deals are very number oriented. So I work with a lot of analytical people. So it's very easy for me. But I can really tell when I'm working with someone who's buying a house with their emotions or if they're analytical about it. And I have to address both husband and wife, and usually they're different.
Totally different. Totally that different. Is, I never even thought about that. Yeah, you're totally absolutely different. Right. Yeah.
I have to appeal to her feelings, so how she feels about the kitchen, those type of things, how she feels about the bathroom, how does it make her feel? Where when I'm speaking with the husband, will this work for you? Will the garage be enough for you?
I was just going to say, sir.
You know, will the backyard be enough for you? Is it too much work? Does he want to do gardening? Does he not want to do it? You know, there's just, it's totally different. Then I have some men who are cooks, okay? I work with a lot of people, so I've got men who are cooks, and the woman's like, you know, he does all the cooking. I don't do it, right?
Yeah, so you got to tell him about the kitchen.
You know, so
sell the kitchen.
I have to change, and it's like in a split second when
and
you
have
when you
to
realize.
Decide
in,
all
in
of
seconds,
that. Yeah,
in seconds. And one of the things that I was going to bring up today is that with a lot of transactions, what I try to get across to most people is that if it isn't in writing, it doesn't exist. Okay.
Yep.
Don't take the homeowner's word for it, because a lot of times they've been there for 20, 25 years. Yeah, everything's perfect. Well, in that 25 period, you know, 25 year period, even if it was a 5 year period, they've forgotten anything that's gone wrong.
Right.
And so that's why we have to order permits ahead of time so that we can look at it during our inspection, because the sellers are going to forget. It's not that they're meaning to do anything wrong.
They can't even remember. People can't remember what you did yesterday. Exactly.
They remember yesterday. Yeah. Or that they had, when did they have their carpets done? Oh, it was like a year ago. When you look at the paperwork, it was eight.
8 years ago.
You know what I mean? It happens all the time.
This is true. I do want to just, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, starting your day in a positive way, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm here with John and Tom, and of course, Diana Anthony. And of course, she is with Bolt Equities Incorporated in Big Rich Realty. You've been doing this for a long, long time.
Yes, 1984.
And I'm
older than some of your listeners.
There you go. And, you know, experience is, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, that is, when you're buying the biggest purchase of your life, you want somebody who has experience. Yeah. You want them in your corner.
I just closed a deal yesterday in Camarillo, and the homeowners, went with somebody else because they were friends of the wife, the new wife. And now I had to sell it as a short sale. He called me and said, what can I do? And I go, well, you keep your relationship with your wife or, you know, or you sue. Either way, you're going to have trouble. You might as well just call it a loss. And what he did was is that he had an agent who was out of area in L.A. And they didn't know what
going rate was. Or?
Well, no. I mean, in each city, like in Ventura, we have a lot of problems with sewer, so we now have a sewer lateral line report, which is required, okay? It's mandatory. It will be in other cities. But in Camarillo, you know, there's certain things that in certain areas that most of the realtors know just by doing business there a lot. And in this particular one, what happened was is that the homeowner was a handyman, and he did great work, okay? Appearance, it's all cosmetic, right? But when you opened one door, you couldn't get the other door to open, so you could only do one drawer at a time. You couldn't run the dishwasher and this. Nothing was up to code. And nobody, they didn't pull the permits, okay, because it's not a requirement in Camarillo to pull permits. In Ventura,
it is.
County, yeah. Okay, right. And the agent didn't do it. And so, by all appearances, it looked great. But how often do you, when you live in a house and you're pulling drawers, and all of a sudden realize you couldn't open some of the drawers, okay? Because if you had the dishwasher going, it would the wiring or the plumbing or whatever, and then the water heater. The guy told him the water heater was 2 years old. It was 22 years old. It broke, and then the piping that he said he had fixed, they had to tear apart. It was a money pit. Lived there for 7 months. And called me the second month he was in it. And I said, let me do a short sale now before you get too far behind, you know. And, of course, he tried to negotiate himself. Didn't happen. And I will tell you something that was very unusual. Whenever you do a short sale, the lender, the homeowner's lender, does not want the homeowner to get a dime. You know, they're mad. They want to penalize them, okay. So we did this deal. And the bank was Bank of Oklahoma. And the short sale negotiator was Tracy Kearns. And she called me and she said, you know, I really appreciate you being nice to me and working with me. And she goes, I'm going to give your homeowner $1,500 to relocate.
Wow.
Nice.
And I said, well, I'm not going to repeat that till I see that in writing.
Yeah.
You know.
So you must have seen it in writing.
I saw it in writing. He got a check. He picked it up this morning. And I had a wire transferred in because I said, you know, he goes there today to sign for some stuff. But we closed yesterday. And what I told him is that rather than wait for a check to clear for 10 days, just have it wired into your account. It just takes a couple of minutes. But the point is that when you're dealing with establishments, lenders and stuff like that, people get pissy, okay, on both sides.
Right.
Okay.
They're dealing with their life.
They're already upset that they've got, you know, seven months of non-payment. And so I got into a relationship with her where, you know, what do you need? What can I get you? How can I make it easier for you? And she gave my homeowner $1,500, which he could use. You know, he went into an apartment. So, but the point I'm making is that his due diligence wasn't very good. He should have had an inspector from this area, from Ventura, who would have told him, you know, this is not up to code. Where LA's a little more lax. We've got 1920 homes, we've got 1900 homes.
Exactly.
They're a little more relaxed and they don't require.
So do you always have an inspector on all your homes?
Always.
Yeah. I think that's really smart. Yeah. So definitely.
And they sign a waiver too if they don't. So, because I really think that it's important. There's nothing I can possibly tell them. The California Association of Realtors wants me to write a report on what I'm like. I'm right on there. I know nothing.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say? What you don't know, you don't know.
What you don't know.
Yeah.
And I write on there, said, I am not qualified to make this inspection. It appears to look good. You know, that's what I can tell you. We are solely relying on the physical inspection permits and the homeowner's notes.
Exactly.
If I'm representing a buyer.
Okay? Right.
Because I have no idea.
Right. Exactly.
I have no
idea.
That's
not your job. Your job is to admit, you know, to but, do but all the paperwork. Yeah.
We have a form that's called Agent's Visual Inspection Disclosure. I'm like, really? I mean, I've never done plumbing, don't intend to, you know, I've never laid carpet.
Right.
I don't know anything about any of that stuff. I can tell when a roof's had three layers on because I've been around, and I can tell if the water heater strapped, but it's not something I want to take responsibility for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Diana, what do you have right now for our listeners that if they're thinking of buying something or what's around here?
I have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath coming up on Montgomery. You should have it on the market next week. I'm going to say it's going to be about $565. Very, very nice. They have an addition on the house. It's our corner lot. And then I have another one that's coming
up. Is that
up
in Ventura?
It's in Ventura.
Okay.
Another one on Rugby. And somehow I've gotten into property management. I'm not sure how that happened, but I'm helping some people with property management. So I do that also with my clients. But I have one on Rugby, one on Montgomery. We have one coming up on Zion Way. The reason there's two corporations, one Bolt Equities and one for Big Rich, is because Big Rich does mainly bank-owned properties. So we have probably 6 or 7 coming up in Oxnard. But I don't know all the addresses, Concord, Oxygen, or whatever.
What's your website so people can listen?
It's DianaJAnthony.net.
Okay.
Right?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Diana J. And your phone number?
805-340-6135.
Okay.
I feel like I'm hogging the whole thing. Say something.
I'm listening.
He's learning.
I talk a lot.
It was the funny thing was I have a friend who's in real estate, and they were actually talking about having to downsell sometimes because people have this vision of a perfect house, and you have to literally go in with them and say, okay, I understand what your perfect house is, but it's unless you're going to build it from the ground up, it's not here. So you have to say, okay,
let me tell you, even when you buy a brand new house, it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, even if you build it yourself. I mean, that's just reality. What when I coach realtors, one of the things I try to explain to them or try to teach them is that every client is going to be different first off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, every single one. What you thought you knew about them is the wrong. Don't even assume you know anything. The second thing is that when you're asking people questions, there's two things that you can do. Someone can say, well, I don't want to be on a corner,
mm-hmm.
okay, because some people don't want to be on a corner. When you ask that question, you want to turn it into a positive. So, for instance, if they say, I don't want a 2-car garage, I want a 3-car garage. So when you repeat back what you're mm-hmm. saying, just so I'm clear on what you're asking for, you want to have a 3-car garage and you're not willing to accept anything 2-car or below. Is that correct? Yes. Okay. So when I do your search, I'm going to eliminate every single property that has a 2-car garage. Is that what you want?
Oh, I like that. That's great, isn't it?
And as soon as they hear me say I'm going to eliminate,
right,
all of a sudden the 2-car garage is acceptable, you know. Or if they say, you know, I only want a corner lot. Okay. So just so I'm clear, any property that is not on the corner, you do not want to see.
That's like going to 31 Flavors and saying there's only 2.
Yeah, I mean, that's
sorry.
Not, you know, I should.
Why wouldn't you look at it? Because
why
maybe,
wouldn't you look at it?
Right?
Okay,
yeah.
You may be the second house in, or you may be on a cul-de-sac and be in the pie shape of it, and that may be the perfect place for you. So they have this thought of what they have in their mind, but in reality, or they'll say, I don't want to see anything that's a 2-story. Okay. There's a 2-story on this street, and it's got everything I want. You know, I know we didn't want 2 stories, but can I see it anyways?
Yep.
Of course.
Oh, there you go.
It happens all the time.
I love
now,
it.
Now, if they're older and they can only do a single story because of their
is a
age,
single story have yeah. better sell than 2-story?
I will say resale value, yes, they do. I think they do.
I thought
yeah.
so. Yeah. All right.
They're not as many, so they're more popular.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Diana Anthony right now. And again, if you are interested in making a purchase or down, you know, moving down in the sense of a smaller property or moving up and purchasing a property, Diana Anthony, I would love to recommend her to be your next real estate agent. So definitely give her a call. We're going to take a really quick break. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to give away tickets. And of course, we've got tickets to the Rubicon. That's incognito. And I'd love to share those. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services. A kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love hearing all this great stuff. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got a full studio. Bless you. And we are having a great time in here. We're going to join Karen Marie Dion. And a real quick story. I was telling everybody before that when I was in Ecuador, we were walking on the beach. I met Karen and really got to know her story. And of course, she handed me one of her books that she had just got done writing, and we've been friends ever since. And I love when you meet people from all over the world. You collect people that are supposed to be in your life, yep. And Karen is one of them. And Karen, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me back.
Of course. So today, just kind of for maybe some of our listeners that didn't hear your last interview, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
So I am an author, a speaker, a chef, a mom, a grandmom. What you know, all the hats we women wear. Cancer survivor, and basically, I just enjoy sharing encouraging stories and hope with the people that I come in contact with through various means, either, as you said, walking on the beach, or
right,
through writing, through seminars, just people that I meet day to day.
I love it. And, of course, your book that you came out with?
Yes.
Out
so
of the Orchard.
Is the first part of a two-part series, and it's called Out of the Orchard, The True Story of Me. It's a memoir, and truthfully, I set out to write about one hideous incident in my life and what I learned from it, and all of my best friends said, you know, that's really fascinating, but in the context of your whole life story, it's even more fascinating. So they convinced me to start over and start at the beginning, and as a result, I couldn't get it all in one book. So
I love it. All right.
The sequel will be out this fall.
Okay, there you go. Now you got to keep to that. You just said it out in public, right? So,
gotta catch up on my writing schedule.
There you
right?
go. So today, I thought it was going to be fun to talk about knowing yourself and others and how to best love one another. What are some of the basic things you share with your seminar participants and to hope them, to help them relate better to others?
Well, I like to utilize what's called the DISC model, and I can talk a little bit more about that in a minute. There are a lot of sort of personality inventories and little things that can help people. But what I really like people to understand first and foremost is that communication is dynamic and evolving. A lot of people feel stuck, like, well, this is just who I am. This is just how I was born. This is just the way I am, you know, take it or leave it. And in some ways that's okay, but in other ways it makes us feel stuck and stagnant and like people have to take us or leave us.
Okay.
And what I like people to understand is that communication really is a skill, and our behavior styles are really what dictates that communication. It's not all about your core personality. The behavior is a little bit more flexible and dynamic, and so I feel that teaching people the basics of those styles and some of the skills gives them hope for improved communication, even in relationships where they feel like it's just never going to be what they want.
Interesting. And when you say dials, what do you mean by that?
Styles, I'm sorry.
Styles, okay. Well,
yeah,
it was interesting. I was thinking like a dial, you know, okay, today
yeah,
I'm going to be.
Up. I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, I love it. No, I think that's great. So, okay, so everyone has a unique communication style. We were just talking about that kind of in the beginning of our show. And, you know, why is it important to understand what your style is?
So if you understand what your style is, then you also can understand how some people can't relate to that style.
Mm.
And sometimes we tend to think, oh, well, I said it plain and clear, you know, what more do you want? But if you think about it, and I'll break it down a little bit into the DISC format. DISC is D-I-S-C, and the D stands for dominance, the I stands for influence, S stands for steadiness, and C is for conscientiousness. And these are the four main behavioral styles that people utilize in communicating with others. Interestingly enough, those behavioral styles are different in different environments. You might be more of a dominant figure in, say, for instance, the home format, you know, the take-charge person, the one who's motivated to solve the problems and question the status quo and get direct answers and have independence and be the boss. But in the work environment, you might be more the influencer. You might relate to people more in a sense of being motivated to persuade them and influence them a little more gently, to be open and verbalize thoughts and feelings and work with other people rather than working alone. So those different environments bring out different aspects of our communication style.
Got it. Diana, we were talking about knowing our personalities, and now that we have Karen on the phone and we have you in studio, what would you say your personality is? I mean, I know you as, you know, who you are, but what's your thought on that?
I know people who know me will never agree with this. I'm basically an introvert, okay?
Is that fun?
No one will ever agree with me, but, right?
I've known you for five minutes, and I think you're lying.
That's what they all say. I don't like crowds, and yet I get black tie dinner parties, okay? It was business.
I know.
So for me, it was business, but I don't go to concerts. There's too many people. Okay, I'm just uncomfortable with that many people around me. I've been forced to do it because that's what my business is, and I've gotten better at it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I knock on doors, I talk to anybody.
But see, isn't that what I just said?
Pretty much,
I just said the same thing.
Yeah, you and I are very similar in that
way. But yet, I could go out there, talk on stage, totally get everybody involved, be there 100%. But I was probably the longest room mom of all my children's friends and parents and everything, right? Did I have my name on anything? Never. I didn't
name's on
need,
everything.
Yeah, your name's on everything?
My picture's on everything.
Yeah, well, I didn't need a title, but they all knew that I was going to show up every day. So I don't know. So what do you think of that, Karen?
So what you're actually describing is different environments, a work environment and a mm-hmm. home environment,
yep.
like I was talking about. Right. And that just shows you that it really doesn't have to be about your core personality. Your core personality is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But your communication style is behavioral based on the environment that you're in.
This reminds me
of to adapt and be flexible in your environment to communicate effectively.
Right.
This reminds me of the five love languages, only with how we communicate. I mean, it's very similar. Yeah, and if you're not communicating in ways,
very similar.
Yeah.
That's a great point. I love that book too. He's been on our show, Gary Chapman.
Yeah, and you can just if you're talking to somebody and it's not. You know, the way they relate, yeah, obviously they're
then
not going to get
gonna
it.
Then you're not going to even hear you.
If they're not in the same tribe, if you will. And I've taught classes where I've had at least 100 people in the room, and they would always try, I'm going to stump her, I'm going to give her an objection, or I'm going to do this. And you could tell by who was speaking in the class what type of person they were, okay? Because mm-hmm. there are some people that are argumentative. They like to have mm-hmm. debates.
Right.
Okay, I'm like, look, here you won, let's move on.
Yeah.
You won. I'm done.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's good. I like that. Karen, how about you? What are you? What would be your personality?
You know, at home, I'm the S. I'm the steadiness person. Mm-hmm. I'm motivated to create a stable, organized environment. I'm patient. I'm a good listener. I prefer to have the whole family participating in things together and just I don't mind letting my son take the lead on something, my husband take the lead on something else, my daughter take the lead on something
right.
else. I just enjoy being a part of the family. And I like working with people who get along, and I enjoy just, you know, all of us coming together and just being together. So that's what I am in my home environment. And I tend to, in my work environment, be more of the C, which is motivated to achieve high standards and tending to be very diplomatic,
right.
weighing pros and cons. So, you know, everybody is a blend of all of these. It's just a question of the environment that you're currently in, whether it's home or if it's a social environment or a work environment, and to what extent you That's utilize true. Your strengths. Bearing in mind that sometimes we tend to rely on our strengths to a fault, and that's where we can get into communication trouble, because anytime we overuse a strength, it actually becomes a weakness.
Okay, so if we lean too far over.
Yeah, so that's why it's good to sort of understand, you know, where other people are coming from and to adapt sort of to their communication style, if you will.
Right, right.
My husband in the business sense is very conscientious also. He could very easily be the accountant type, you know. He's
right.
Dot every I, cross every T. You really look at things cautiously.
Right.
And once in a while I have to step out and say, you know what, it's time for us to move forward on something, and I have to step into my eye and influence him not to get stuck in a rut.
Oh, that's really
do you,
nice.
Do you eye him with the D? That's how you do it.
Yeah, there you
dominate.
Go.
Dominate, yeah, yeah. Karen, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? Because what I want to do is find out how we can really figure out the other person's style, and then what's the tips to be able to work with them. Okay, perfect. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I would love to give something away. We've got Los Angeles Zoo tickets. If you're interested in taking your family, your grandchildren, we would love to share them with you. And so call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Yeah.
got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308. Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to rubicontheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to just remind everyone that I'm Kim. I have John and Tom here. I have Diana Anthony from Bolt Equities and Big Rich Realty. Her phone number, if you're interested in doing some transaction with her, selling a house, buying a house, buying a property, commercial, really everything, right? Yeah, you can reach her at 805-340-6135. That's 340-6135. Also, right now, we're talking with Karen Marie Dion, and we are talking about knowing yourself and others and how best to love one another. It's interesting. We kind of left off with kind of learning about who we are, but how do we figure out what the other person's style is?
Well, Kim, if you know a person well, it's easy enough. You can sort of say, oh, yeah, I think, you know, once you get educated, for instance, in the DISC system, you know, okay, they like working well with people. They enjoy helping people. They can always be counted on to get the job done. That's a high-S personality. Once you kind of learn the lingo, it's easier to figure out where people fall in line to the different styles. And until you know what that is, then the best way to ask, the best way to find out is to ask questions. You might say to someone, do you like being your own boss? Or were you ever called strong-willed when you were growing up?
Wow.
would people say that you are a very influencing and enthusiastic person? You ask questions that they can answer about themselves, and then that will sort of give you a clue as to their communication style. So, for instance, if you discover that someone is, you know, for instance, a dominant type of personality, then you are going to, if you are someone who likes to weigh the pros and cons, you're going to have to sort of step out of your comfort zone a little bit into the realm of the dominant, which tends to want to get immediate results. You know, the conscientious tends to be a little slower and methodical. And the dominant tends to, you know, figure something out quickly and want immediate results. And so there's got to be sort of a meeting of the minds. And the way that you do that is to communicate through those different styles.
Okay. Do you guys have any? Go ahead.
Yeah, you know that you were talking about environments. I was telling him that my first husband, I got married at a little under 18, and he was 30. And I became him.
Ah.
And I'm very, I say meticulous, but people will tell you I'm anal, but that's your choice of words. But I'm very, I mean, I became him.
I think you already were. You're probably over the, you know, knowing you.
You know, I was going to be an attorney, and I knew that if someone lied to me or they did something to a dog or an animal or a child, I'd turn them in myself, okay? So I knew that wasn't which way to go. And at the time, you know, being 18, I never really thought about that there was real estate law. There was, you know, entertainment law. I just didn't picture that. All I saw was, you know, Perry Mason on TV, so that's what I thought. And so, you know, I got a scholarship. When I was growing up, you know, my parents, I wasn't pretty enough, so I had to go to school, and they had put me in, I typed 110 words a minute, did this name in shorthand, and so I got a scholarship at Long Beach State, and then my mom got sick, so I stepped out. But I had already gotten into that situation where I excelled when I read anything. I could read something, and I'd know exactly where it was on a page. So I was very good when I went to be paralegal, but I knew I'd turn them in myself. Mm-hmm. I'd lose my license within the first year. And then I wanted to be a vet, and my dad said, no, you're too emotional. This house will never be free of animals. You know, you'll save every one of them. Nobody will ever pay you because I would just do it. So I had to find something else. So.
And there she is. She's a realtor and a really good one. But you're just a really good person. I love, you know, we're all so unique to each personality style. Mm-hmm. And so are there some tips that are not unique?
Yes.
So talk to us about that.
The greatest communication tool ever is to learn to listen to understand.
That's what John's been saying the whole time. That's his biggest lesson, right?
Are you serious? I didn't know that. Well, yeah. It is the best communication tool. And, you know, this is the thing. These are tools. These are learned skills. It's not like you have to be born with this. Nobody comes born with all this package of, you know, excellent communication. It's something that we can all work toward, and there are benchmarks, and you know, the rewards themselves are worth motivating us to do even more. But listening to understand is different from just listening ho-hum.
We were just talking about that before you came on, and I was saying that when my clients tell me something, I ask them questions so I can understand
what
they're really trying to say.
Give her an example, because that was so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll say, you know, I don't want a two-story house, and I don't want to live on a corner, and I don't want a house with two-car garage. Okay, let me make sure I'm clear on what you're asking me. You want only a three-car or more, so you don't want me to show you any homes that have two-car garages. Well, not exactly. I guess I could look at them, because they have a perception in their mind, but when I repeat it back to them so that I understand what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And then I've got a husband and a wife who have totally different opinions of what
exactly.
They want. Okay. Then I have to ask both of them, okay, well, so you want this and you want this, and not one house is going to have this. Are you going to live together?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use that in your relationship?
All the time.
Yeah.
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 Well, I think it's interesting when you talk about communication style, and we have to overcome, because obviously when you're a young person, infant, you cry, you get results. Well, that doesn't work after a certain point. So you're constantly overcoming different things.
It still works.
Yeah. No. Not real good. But
It depends, right?
It's one thing to be asking clarifying questions, mm-hmm. and I think that's wonderful, but I think it's also really important, some of us, you know, when we get comfortable, I guess I should probably say mostly all of us, when we get comfortable in a relationship, we kind of think we know where the other person is going with their sentence.
Right.
We think we can finish it for them.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that we are all evolving and changing, and none of us wants to be in a stale and stagnant relationship. And so we need to learn to not only zip our lip until the other person is finished talking, but also to quiet our mind and not be formulating our response.
Wow.
While
very
they're
good.
Talking.
Karen,
we have to have
you on again, because we are at the end of our show, and this is, like, so important. I love this. Where can we find out more about you?
Oh, obviously on my website, which is, you can either go to www.kmdion.com
okay.
or newspring.com, KNEWSPRING.com.
All right. Again, you'll be back, but I thank you so much for sharing some great knowledge there.
Mm-hmm. It was excellent.
Thanks for having me again.
You got it.
It was sort of nice to meet everyone long distance.
There you go. I also want to just say thank you, Diana Anthony, for being here and being one of my guests. And, of course, you can reach Diana at 340-6135, 340-6135 for all your realtor needs. And, of course, we are at the end of our show. John, thank you so much, Tom.
Absolutely.
And all of our listeners out there, do something fun with your life. Don't, walk. Keep walking and walk through whatever you're going through. I always end our show with a moment of happiness. No one wants to be treated like an option. With
truth,
you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.